were shining through, I heard a most peculiar sound. It was the sound of a princess growling at the hills. It made the laces of my mind come undone. So I introduced myself to the sweet young lady, and that's how this adventure begun. Well, she told me her name, Mouse Princess. Then she took me to her castle way and up the magic hill, which flowed beneath the violet star. And we skipped along the river till we made it to the bridge and rested in a bird-shaped car. She said the bridge goes to Sneth, where there's goblins in the trees, but the bird flies to outer space. And I knew she totally needed to drive that ship just by the look upon her face. So we flew through the stars with goblins flying all around. We saw electric eels and also thunder wheels and everything in between. Well, then by the time that we got back to the bridge, the sun was absent from the sky. So we marched across the bridge into the magic of the night, and everything came to life. There was a thousand goblins hanging from the trees. They offered us a box of fun. So we climbed inside of the box to hide and traveled to the land of blood. Blood. Are you with me in the tale so far? They offered us a box. The goblins gave us a box, and we jumped in the box and traveled to the land of blood, which is very weird. Let me explain. Everything's twisted in blood. Gargoyles and snarks and antelopes run. We took a ride in the night on a stream lit by candlelight. Blood. Everything's tasty in blood. My favorite cheese and muffin hill yum. We found a canyon of sugary stone, and we slid all the way down. On our tongues it was thrilling, the wind it was chilling our bones. But then we got back to the land of Sneth, and it was time to party. The Bumble Band was on the stage, and everyone was ready to ring. Yeah, we had a party, a wild Sneth party. Star rise, and then we walked upstairs. There was lots of zebra print. We passed out all